AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The White House says progress is being made in vaccinating adults against the coronavirus. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Biden administration reports more than 70% of Americans 30 and older have received at least one dose. It expects to reach 70% of those 27 and older by July 4th. The president's goal had been for 70% of all adults with at least one shot by then, which is unlikely to happen. The White House is now redoubling its focus on vaccinating younger Americans, those 18 to 26, who have proven the least likely to get a vaccine. The nationwide vaccination pace has fallen sharply over the past month, as have the number of new daily virus cases and deaths. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Michigan is fully open again. Starting today, restaurants and other venues can operate at 100% capacity in Michigan. The president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, is threatening to arrest people there who don't get a coronavirus shot.
Go to India if you want to, somewhere in America. But for as long as you are here and you are a human being and can carry the virus.
He said, get the shot. Later today, the Senate is expected to reject an attempt to move forward on the Democrats' elections bill. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans want to prevent people from voting.
From Georgia to Montana, from Florida to Iowa, in 14 different states through 22 different laws, Republican state legislatures are conducting the most coordinated voter suppression effort in 80 years.
Texas Republican John Cornyn says the election bill is a Democrat power grab.
Well, the truth is it's a partisan solution to a problem that doesn't exist.
Sales of existing homes fell for the fourth straight month. Prices are high. There's limited amount of available homes. This is AP News. Hungary's immunity cards process has filled soccer stands and is raising questions.
Hungary is the only one of 10 host countries to allow full crowds in this month's Euro 2020 soccer stadiums. It's just one of the privileges enjoyed by carriers of the government-issued immunity cards, attesting that they've received at least one vaccine dose or recovered from COVID-19. Other privileges include access to services and venues like hotels, spas, concerts, theatres and indoor restaurant dining. Yet some worry that use of the cards, introduced to further encourage inoculation, could lead to discrimination and impact fundamental rights. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German soccer clubs are banding together to display rainbow colors during the country's match against Hungary at the European Championship after UEFA rejected host city Munich's plan to do the same. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.